Welcome to the Cyclical CEO Podcast. I'm Katie Glasgow, and I am your host. And I am here to take you on a journey back home to yourself, to find the fire inside of you, to remember your magic, and to truly step into your next level of abundance and wealth, not using somebody else's strategy, but using your own intuition and the gifts that you were born with. No more playing small, no more searching for answers outside of yourselves. No more trying to follow rules that were never meant for us. This is where we let our hair down, we get a little weird and witchy, and we learn how to care for our bodies as our most coveted asset. This is where strategy meets intuition, where wealth meets wisdom, and where women come to find themselves. Welcome home, darling. Welcome to your cyclical CEO era. Hello, and welcome back to the podcast. It is day four of having my kiddos back in school, and it's been a week since we dropped our oldest off at college, and this week has been so full of the recalibration into this new season for us. And the first thing I'm going to share is I think that we just need to take a moment at times as women, as moms, as entrepreneurs and creatives and women in business, and just give a great big breath and an exhale and be like, hey, it's safe to exhale and it's safe to honor every single season. I had a thought yesterday as I woke up and I was kind of feeling the full moon, which is today as I'm recording this on the 27th of August. And I was having this thought, this moment of how sometimes when we go into a new season, we're so excited for that new season. We're so excited. We're like, oh my gosh, the kids have been home all summer. I've had all these things on my plate and we're going into a new schedule and I can just get all the things done that have been on my to-do list. I think this is especially true for all of us that have had kids home during the summer. And so we try to dive right in. We just bulldoze our way in because for most of us, we have you're like me, and if you're listening to this, you're probably a high achiever, overachiever, high performer, and you like to get shit done, and you like to get the shit done that is on your to-do list. And so that was me this week. I went into this week, and I was like, oh, I got all this stuff I got to get shit done. And all at the same time, my body was getting used to a new sleep schedule, a new schedule with my kids, a new workout schedule, all the things. And I was like, yesterday, I was like, oh, wait, time out. Let's have a little timeout. And so I gave myself a timeout. I laid out on my deck with the sun radiating down on me, activating some of the beautiful light codes and frequencies that are available to us right now. And I just allowed myself to be. And I had a conversation with a friend. I went and got my hair done. And I had kind of been feeling, Tuesday, I was just kind of feeling meh, like what is going on? My creativity is gone. And just that exhale and giving myself permission that I still had all the time in the world to get this stuff done was everything I needed yesterday. So it was not how I was going to start this podcast, but I guess that's the message. That's the channeled message that we all needed to hear today. But what I really want to talk about today is this full moon that we currently have going on August 27th. And don't worry, if you are listening to this podcast and it is after August 27th, everything I am going to share today is going to be relevant for you for this full moon and really what this full moon is doing and how it's preparing us for September. So this is going to kind of give you more of an overview into September, October, November, December. And I'm going to give you a very concrete exercise, practice, ritual that you can be doing over the next week or whenever you get to it, because it's going to set you up for the rest of 2026, the rest of this fire horse year, and going into this time of like September, ladies. This is where our high performer self gets to come out to play in a new way, right? Because there's nothing wrong with hustling. There's nothing wrong with being a high performer. I think sometimes those words brew a different connotation inside of us because We're like, oh, but I shouldn't hustle. It's like a bad word. It's like the F-bomb, right? I shouldn't hustle. I shouldn't be a high performer. I shouldn't be a high achiever. No, there is nothing wrong with those things. When we do them in what I call our sacred alignment, when we're doing them because we are doing them with our heart, not our head, we're doing them in the way our soul is calling us to do. We're doing the work that we're here to do, and we are doing it with our bodies and with our seasons and with our cyclicalities. And that is two very, very different things. And so September for me, I have felt this building for some time. I know many of you have, is like, it is go time. So how do we prepare ourselves for this go time with this full moon? So what I want you to remember, because I don't think I can say this enough, is when there is a full moon, we are looking at visibility, right? The moon is fully visible in the sky, so it is allowing us to be fully visible as well. Our gifts, our intuition, our inner knowing, our creativity, all of those things that are going to bring us to the forefront and move us forward, but it's also illuminating everything that's getting in the way, the shadow side of us, as some people will call it. And so this full moon, particular full moon on August 27th, is also an eclipse. So there's a full eclipse tonight, or not a full eclipse, but there's an eclipse of the full moon. And so this is going to just intensify everything. And so we're also getting ready. We're on the cusp of shifting from summer to fall. We're shifting into new seasons, right? So we're in this like ovulatory, like visibility, let's get some things done phase. And what I want you to know about this is the first part of this year was very much about letting go, releasing, figuring out what you wanted. And so this full moon is going to help us release another layer of what's getting in our way. So that is what, and so when we go into September, all these dreams, all these desires, all of these projects that you have been sitting on, this is when it's time to bring those to life. It is time to get out of our own ways, and it is time to bring it to life. Now, I'm going to tell you this as well as a little side note, is that every single one of us is going to experience this a little bit differently because we are all bleeding on a different schedule. We all are in different seasons of our life. We all have different birth charts and natal charts and astrology. And so I'm going to give you ideas on everything I do. I'm giving you ideas and what you might be feeling, how it might be affecting you. But it's your job to figure out how that is working in your life, okay? How that's making you feel based on your season. And that is what it means to live in our cyclicality and to live in our own inner knowing and our own dreams and desires. It is to understand how your body works with all of these shifts and changes and everything else. And so that's my, if you don't take anything else away from today, I want you to take away that is that I'm going to give you some ideas, but it's up to you to not necessarily listen to all the noise from the crowd, but listen to what your body is telling you, what season your body is telling you you're in, your business you're in, and how this is affecting you personally. Okay. And to do that, we sit with ourselves. We ask ourselves the questions I'm about to share with you. And so we're going to kind of back into the releasing. The first thing I want you to ask yourself is, what are you ready to commit to? What are you ready to commit to for the next 4 to 5 months? Right? Because our work, our bodies, our vessels of being, to get to where we want to go does require commitment. And it requires us to commit at a higher level if we want to achieve what we want to achieve. And so before we even decide what are we committing to? And I think this is a really important question is like, what am I committing to in September? What am I committing to in October? What am I committing to in November and December? What am I committing to? And I'll give you some examples. So for myself, I'm recommitting to my business, right? I've been in a season where my business was taking the back burner. I went through my mother's illness with her and her passing and the cycle of grief, and then having a senior and a really, really busy year and a really busy summer. And I realized a couple of months ago is that my business had been taking a back burner, and it was okay. That was the season I was in. I'm not upset about it. but it's time to recommit to my business. And so then within that, what am I recommitting to? I'm committing to a weekly podcast out here while I walk. I'm committing to being a presence and writing on Substack. I'm committing to showing up on social media, not just when I feel like it, but more of a commitment to show up on those platforms. I'm recommitting to how I'm educating people in essential oils. I'm committing to a weekly email for my wellness community. I'm committing to a live, a 20-minute live every week with a topic. And I'm recommitting to my business that gives me vibrancy. I'm committing to my body. I'm committing to being in bed at a certain time. I'm committing to tracking my macros and caring for my body in the way it needs to be cared for. I'm committed to, you know, a quick text message every single morning to my son that's in college to tell him good morning, and one in the evening to tell him good night and that mama loves him. Those are the things I'm committing to. And most of us know what we are actually dreaming about, what we're actually desiring. And we're here and we're wanting to create this million-dollar life, this beautiful life. And a million-dollar life, you know, if you've listened to me for very long, it has nothing to do with the dollar amount. But we want this million-dollar life, this million-dollar dream. And to get there, it requires that we step outside the box, we get uncomfortable, and we make a commitment, right? I was sitting on my this front stoop this morning with my cup of coffee while my youngest got on the bus. I'm watching him run down to the bus and get on the bus and go around. And I was like, this is the million-dollar life. This is the life I created. And some people would say, oh, it's just luck because you got into network marketing at the same time. No, I busted my ass, ladies. Or some people would say, oh, it's just because your husband has a job or whatever. Like we immediately go to these excuses of why we can't have the life somebody else does. But the reality is I created this life and I am in awe and gratitude every single day of what I created. I created a life where I don't have to get up and rush out the door and go to a corporate America job. I created a life where I get to sit on the stoop and have a cup of coffee with my son and then have a workout and go for a walk in the woods and not start working until 10 a.m. And I can be done at 4 p.m. But I didn't create that by being comfortable. I didn't create that by staying inside a box of what was possible. I didn't create that by not committing to my goals. And I didn't create that by releasing limited beliefs, TED talk, old ways of thinking, different paradigms. And I think that's something we really need to hear as we get ready to head into September, is that we want a different life. So many of us want a different reality. We're actually unwilling to get uncomfortable and to commit to what needs to be committed to. And so that's my big, like the biggest one that I want you to do is like, what are you ready to commit to? What are those dreams that have been brewing inside of you? Is it something in your health? Is it something in your body? Do you want to recommit to your body and eating well and moving your body and stop with all the excuses of why you can't go out for a walk today or why you can't eat healthy or why you need to go through the drive-thru instead of meal prepping and meal planning, right? Like, what are you committed to? Are you committed to showing up for your business, right? I've been in network marketing for almost 15 years. And what I see is this cycle of women that they want the money of network marketing, but when their checks start to go down or they have to actually commit and put in the work, like when the economy is great and when everything's great and the company's growing, they're like all in, but when it comes time to actually commit to their craft, to commit to expanding, to do what it takes to go from somebody that is earning $500 a month to $2,000 a month, the commitment lacks. And most of the commitment is our head talk getting in our way. Or maybe it's our systems or how we look at our lives or the excuses we're creating, whatever it is, we all have a thing. So the first thing I'm asking you to do is I want you to ask yourself, what am I freaking committed to? What dreams, what desires, what rumblings, what's been brewing inside of you? What are you committed to right now to step into the rest of this year in your power, in your feminine frequency, owning your magic, owning who you are. What are you committed to? And then the next part of this question is, what's getting in your way of that commitment? And as soon as you write down those commitments, you are going to have a bunch of shit that comes into your head of like, why you can't do that. I don't have the right mic. I don't know what to say on a podcast. I don't have time to food prep. I don't know what to food prep. Guess what? I have solutions for every single one of those excuses. Because as women, when we stand in our power, when we stand in our full feminine energy, everything is figure outable when we get out of our own head, when we get out of our own way. And so I want you to write all of this down, and I really want you to focus on all of the stuff that's getting in your way. And I want you to write that down on a piece of paper. I want you to go outside under the moon tonight, and I want you to write that shit down, and then I want you to burn it. I want you to go through the process of actually burning what's been getting in your way. That's what I want you to do. That's what this full moon is here. This is what we do to prepare for the new season, for the fire horse to run, for the horse to get to the galloping speed. That's why we're here, ladies. What are your commitments? What's getting in your way? Give yourself grace in this whole process. Breathe in, breathe out. Take some time with this. We've got like the next, I don't know, probably the next week or so. You can still dream into this activity. If you don't find this podcast until later on, you can dream into it. You know what I'm committed to? Yes, a whole bunch of things already. I'm committed to you. I'm committed to showing up and supporting you and loving you and giving the encouragement that you need for your dreams. And I'm going to do that through this podcast, through my Substack, through my emails, through my social media, because I know every single person resonates differently. But I'm going to show up for you because I'm committed to my dreams. And my dreams are allowing my body to be the vessel that it needs to be to do the work that God put me here to do. And anything less than that, I'm not here for. I'm here for the commitment to my dreams, which includes every single one of you, because we're not here to be influencers. We're not here. I mean, if you want to, that's fine. We're here to lead a movement. A movement of women that are tired of living inside the box, that are ready to step outside the box, that are ready to fully commit to their dreams and stand in their wisdom, in their magic, in their full on gifts. And that's my message for you today. So go out, figure out what it is you're committed to, and then let's get ready for September, which is going to be freaking amazing. There's going to be in the show notes all the ways you can connect with me, my Instagram, my Substack. If you want to schedule a chat to see how we can work together, I do have some one-on-one coaching options available. I have some smaller, fun realignment containers available, and I have something really fun and exciting coming in November for all of us called the Cyclical CEO. It's a 12-week immersive where we dive in together and I teach you how to create your own cyclical CEO structure, framework for your life and for your business, and to get out of your own head and really step into your cyclicality. There's only going to be 12 spots. So when you add me, we are a perfect circle of women. And so if you want more information on that, there will be a link as well to sign up for the interest list on the cyclical CEO. So lots of options, lots of opportunities, because I am fully committed to showing women what it means to feel fully freaking alive in our bodies. So go out, have a good day, enjoy this full moon. And I cannot wait to come back to this podcast and continue to commit to you and share with you all the love, all the wisdom that I have to share. Big love.